I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared.
Connecting you to politics, solving social issues, and giving you access to the community. It's Derek Bozeman.
Too much truth.
You can't handle the truth.
We're the voice of the community. News and Talk 1380, WAOK, Atlanta.
This is Bishop J.D. Main Sr. of Praise and Worship Celebration Center, and you're listening to Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380, WAOK.
Hi, this is Mayor Mario Aver from the City of Fair, and you are listening to Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman on News and Talk Radio 1380, WAOK.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
All right! You're gonna learn today!
Too much truth!
Love and happiness. Yeah. Something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Yeah. Love and happiness. But wait a minute, something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone. 3 o'clock in the morning, yeah, talking about how she can make it right, yeah.
All right, welcome to News and Talk 1380 WALK, the voice of the community, 404-892-2703. It gets you inside the conversation. And what a conversation to be had on this Tuesday. We want to encourage you to call in, and we'll be talking about the life and legacy of Juanita Abernathy in a little bit with some of those who have worked with her down through the years. She made her transition last Thursday, and, you know, it's time we remember folk like her. So you'll be hearing from a number of people as we remember her. If you do not know her from just being the wife of Rap. David Abernathy III, Rap. David Abernathy, we will, and the mother, Rap. III, but we will introduce you to her today through some of the voices of her friends, some of the people who have worked with her, Cinema Baldwin, Liz Omalami, and Jesse Jackson, and others who will be joining our conversation in just a little bit. So we got that coming up for you. And in addition to it, today is Election Day. What does that mean? If you live in District 2, if you're in the city of Atlanta, the Fulton County, then you have a Fulton County commissioner to elect in District 6, which is South County primarily, and city of South Fulton and portions of Southwest Atlanta, the district that was held by the incomparable Emma Ione Darnell for many years. And so the election goes until 7 o'clock, I believe it is. Polls open until 7. So that means you got about 3 hours and so left. A district that comprises 120,000 people, probably if they get 3,000 to vote, 3,000, 4,000. Now, people are like, oh, that's sad. No, it's not. It just means that those people are seriously engaged in civic affairs and they're serious about electing. All it takes is one vote more than the next person. Probably will be a runoff. But nonetheless, if you've been listening right here on News and Talk 1380 WLK, you've had many chances to hear from those who are running. So wish them all the best. But after tonight, they're either going to be a new county commissioner for Fulton County, or they're going to be a runoff with two of them. And either way, we will make sure that you continue to hear them. We, our civic responsibility and obligation is to make sure we bring these people who will ultimately be decision makers to you. Not to be outdone by that election, in the Atlanta Board of Education, seat number two, well, you got another nine people running. Probably will be a runoff there, too. But that's one you need to watch. You know, we've been having a lot of conversation around, you know, the leadership at the schools. The leadership that's going to be most important is, see, all of us have an opinion. And I used to be, in my arrogant days as a public elected official, I would tell you. Now, all of you all have all the opinions you want, but I'm only one of 15 that get to push a button up here. So at the end of the day, your input is very important now. But know with a surety, you don't get a chance to come put my hand on this yes or no of, or abstain button. I get to do that because guess what? I put my name on the ballot, spent my money, ran for office, and won. And so somebody will put their name on the ballot, run for office, and win. Now, that doesn't mean that as a citizen, you do not have a part, you're not a part of this government. Your responsibility is to, once they get elected, make sure they do something about all of the things that they lied to y'all about they were going to do when they were running. You know, and so it's not just enough to vote and go home. You have to stay civically engaged so that those who that you voted for don't just take your vote for granted. But most of the time we go home. We think that all we had to do is elect somebody and that was it. You know, we think all we got to do is elect somebody and then that's the part. Then them jokers will go down there and vote against the very thing they ran on and everything else. But we're not, you know, we think we're going to get some, we think we're going to elect some good leaders at the, both the school board level and at the District 6 County Commission level. Now, what can you do? Get out there. All you got to do is go to the polling places. You'll find, you know, whoever's running, people out there. Grab a sign near your house. Let your neighbors know who you're voting for. You got 3 hours. You can go give 3 hours worth of service. They'd be glad to see you. You know, show up over there at the campaign office. There's something still to be done. Go take some water to the people who've been standing out there all day, you know. And so that's what you can do. Because, hell, we expect you to go vote. You know, we expect you to go vote. You know, that's your civic obligation. Look, we got to take a break. We'll be back in a moment. Don't go into place. It's Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WALK.
Hold steady. We'll be right back with Too Much Truth.
You can't handle the truth.
And your host, Derek Bozeman, on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Too much truth.
God sent you here for a reason. You have a purpose in life, and I just thank God for you.
It's Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Father, it's for the kids, any and everything I did. Please, please don't
right, welcome back. Now, y'all on When to Vote. Let me hear you. Let me be all on When to Vote. Now, y'all talk about all this, you know, what's going on, and then you don't go vote. I don't even understand people do that. And did you go vote today? And I'm just, a couple of things I got to do. I just got to do. I'm listening to y'all. I listen. And I try not to let my spirit get vexed, you know. But some of y'all got to pull up out of just this, you know, how we deal with each other, you know. I've been reading y'all comments about the three boys that got killed. And I understand. I shared it until I backed up and started thinking about it. You know, I know y'all want to shoot everybody and kill everybody. You don't do that with the folks who, you know, who laid waste to you all. And but I understand y'all want just somebody. You know, black people, we have this high need for people to be punished. Now, I haven't seen anything. Y'all can correct me if I'm wrong that the kids got in the house, and they are kids now. You could say, you know, the newspaper and everybody else call them adults. I know that suits the narrative, but they're 15 and 16 years old. They're children, you know. And I know y'all saying, well, the children marching around, stealing and everything. Some of y'all say, look here, even if they were trying to steal your car, you would kill them. What's those people who would kill people over a car? That's them the people I really want to meet. Because some of y'all, they take my car, and if they carjack me, I just praise the Lord I got away and nothing happened. You know. I mean, we live in a real world. We don't live in some make-believe world. We live in a real world where these things happen periodically. The reason we talk about them because they don't happen that often. You know. At least in Atlanta, right? But we want to shoot them all, and it's sad on the one level, but I understand, you know. Now, if they get in your house, that's one thing. Shoot them out in the yard, that's, you know, all something altogether different. But I'm going to keep reading y'all's comments about, you know, hold the parents responsible. Hell, the Menendez brothers had beautiful parents. Nice, wonderful parents. White folk have beautiful parents. Parents who bought them everything, and they had Mercedes Benzes and everything else, and they blasted their parents right in the living room. You know. And they in jail. They ain't dead. They in jail. And I understand our visceral reaction, but I hope our visceral gut reaction is not our reality sometimes, you know. I first said, yeah, shoot them in the yard, too, until I started thinking about it. You know, I've been blessed. There's no doubt about it. Beautiful home, beautiful car. And I was on the phone with financial advisors today and everything. If they came and got it, I have the ability to get another. Maybe we think we can't get another one. I don't know. Now, you cannot get another life now. I draw the line to kicking the dough down. But out in the yard might be problematic for me. I'm just telling you. When I dial 911, so I'm waiting for the totality of the information. I might be wrong. Could be. You see, my position had already changed overnight. You know, out in the yard, though. No. You start. But they said he was shooting at him now. Now, if you start shooting at me now, I'm going to shoot at you, but not enough information has come out for me to just say that it's okay. Now you shoot at me, all bets are off. I'm telling you, you know. Now you shoot at me, whether you're in the yard or outside the yard or at the picnic or down here, wherever you have street. Yeah, I think you're shooting at me, then all bets are off now, you know. So there's some things that can cancel the deal for you. But if you're just neandering around the house, I'm going to call 911 and try to let the police. That's what we hire them for. That's why we pay their salary, give them a gun, a bulletproof vest, and flashlights, and Aspaton, and all other things we equip them with. But some of y'all just want to kill folks, you know, and let that be the order of the day. But you won't do nothing to these people who done violated you and violated your community and killed your babies, They all seem to walk around in perfect peace. They don't have no problem with y'all. Some of y'all go to rallies where they at and everything. I mean, really. But anyway, 404-892-2703. 404-892-2703. I know the initial reaction is that, look, on everything you love, you're supposed to protect your wife, your woman, your children, yourself, everything that you hold sacred. A real man, when it comes down to it now, you're supposed to, you know, choke a stick and kill a brick and drown a glass of water for a black woman. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. She in the house, and you in the house. The very first law of nature is self-preservation, but I'm just seeing some of y'all. I don't know if it's because you. I don't know what it is, but I'm keep reading. I'm keep looking. I understand. Y'all going to kill everybody except the one who do you real harm, you know. 404-892-2703 for them. You just, yes, sir, boss. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 404-892-2703. Don't go into place. We'll come back. We're going to talk about the impact of Juanita Abernathy. And with some special guests, we got some people calling. We continue to pray for her family. And life is filled with swift transition. Had the good fortune to know Mrs. Abernathy, so we'll share with you. Don't go into place. Look here. Stick and stay with us. It's Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WALK.
Too
much truth.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WALK. News and Talk 1380 WALK.
This is Chris Chestnut. From 4 to 7 p.m., I'm tuned into Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
I keep on trying.
At the age of 89 yesterday, the King Center tweeted this picture this morning showing Abernathy with her husband, Ralph, and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., along with his wife, Coretta Scott King. Channel 2's anchor Lori Wilson live in our newsroom. Lori, you spoke in the last 90 minutes with one of Abernathy's sons. He told you his mother was surrounded by family in her final hours.
It was an understandably emotional day for Kwame Abernathy, who had been his mother's a caregiver for many years. Despite having to make funeral arrangements and deal with a wave of emotions, he did speak to us about the woman he called his counselor.
But I am most proud of the fact that she and my father answered the call when the alarm rang.
Kwame Abernathy knew when he was very young that the work his mother Juanita did alongside his father was important.
I learned early on we were going to have to share her.
That's because she was one of the women considered the backbone of the civil rights movement, not only supporting her husband's work and a confidant to the King family, but in her own right, a civil rights strategist, a teacher, a speaker, and soldier in the movement. After she and her family moved to Atlanta in 1961, she went on to take part in the March on Washington, help organize the Montgomery bus boycott, and was on the front lines in Selma.
You know, she wasn't just talking about it or being supportive. She put her own children on the line. They went in desegregated schools here in Atlanta.
Well, we knew we had God on our side.
It was a lonely road. My mother and father and Aunt Coretta and Uncle Martin were not the only ones, but there were not many people on that road with them, and certainly not many people that made the sacrifices that they made.
She was pivotal. In this movement, an intricate cog in the machine that won us our freedom.
A woman of faith, her commitment to service was lifelong.
And it was an honor to see people acknowledge who she was and acknowledge those sacrifices.
Social media was flooded with tributes and messages from dignitaries about the loss of Juanita Abernathy. One line that stood out from Congressman John Lewis's tribute, he said that because Juanita Abernathy was bold, courageous, outspoken, and deeply committed to the cause of social justice, we all live in a better country today than we did almost 65 years ago. Live in the newsroom, Lori Wilson, Channel 2, Action News.
And just as we remember Coretta Scott King for all the greatness that she did alongside her husband and others, Juanita Abernathy also right there with...
All right, welcome back to News and Talk 1380 WLK. We said today is time to remember Juanita Abernathy, this giant of a woman who in life and in love was the partner of Ralph David Abernathy, who Dr. King would... Every time he would get up to speak, he would say that Ralph Abernathy is the best friend I have in the world. Her contributions stand alone, though. And for many, many years, Juanita Abernathy served this city. After the Civil Rights Movement, she located her family here and doing it and was civically involved. I remember her days. After she was appointed to the MARTA board, and she served on a number of boards in the city, always giving of herself sacrificially. You have to remember everything that the men went through, the women went through. So when they bombed the house, the Abernathy home, they bombed her home, and her children were there as well. And so we want to remember her. Obviously, the funeral arrangements are still being taken care of, and I'm sure that will be a celebration. But today we wanted to bring some of the voices in the community that you know, some that you may not know. In studio with us is my good friend. Pull that microphone close to your mouth. Cinnamon Baldwin is here. Pull it. Help her adjust that. Pull it right in front of you.
Oh, in front of me like that?
There you go. Cinnamon, how are you?
I'm fine.
It's good to see you.
Thank you. It's good to see you. And, of course, this is my first time on your show, and I'm just honored to be in the studio with you.
But our relationship goes back.
Oh,
I started trying
back.
To catch the years, 30 probably.
No, yeah, I was more than that.
Don't remind everybody.
You sure you don't want me to say anything
okay.
about it?
You know,
actually,
I remember being in college,
today.
Did you?
41 years ago.
It's been a long
when
time.
When I came to Atlanta from Detroit.
Stop. Stop! You're gonna tell people I was just I was a baby, but
you
I look
baby.
Like you have been around for such a long time.
Yes.
And I remember Ralph the Third first campaign for state representative.
Uh-huh.
I remember you being there. We were in the downtown West Peachtree Street office somewhere,
yes.
And I remember seeing you with the family.
Yes.
You were kind of a caregiver, taker, and kind of working with him and working with the family also.
Actually, I was Dr. Ralph David Abernathy Sr.'s assistant.
Wow.
And he's the one who put me in Ralph's campaign.
We'll talk a little bit about that because I'll never forget the night that Ralph won. So we're going to talk about that.
Okay.
But I also have my good friend, brother, and former mayor of the city of Atlanta, William Craig Campbell, affectionately known as Bill Campbell. Bill Campbell, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Derek. It's good to hear your voice and good that you're honoring Mrs. Abernathy, as you say, a giant in the civil rights movement and really one of the architects of the country that we enjoy today for all her incredible hard work.
You know, the memories came flooding back when I heard that she had passed because a lot of times I think, Bill, we just get spoiled because we have had so many of these icons in the city. And they are growing older. I think of C.T. Vivian, 94, 95, Lowry, 96, 97, somewhere thereabout. The list goes on and on. Lonnie King, who's now gone on to the Lord, and John Bascom, who I still picked up the phone this morning almost trying to call. Talk about Juanita Abernathy, because you came to know her, and you appointed her to the MARTA board, a very powerful board. At that time and even today, talk about the relationship you had with her.
Well, first of all, it's important that we realize two things, Derek, and there are two myths about the civil rights movement. First is that everybody was marching with Dr. King and Reverend Abernathy.
Right.
you know, if you ask every black person today, they marched or their parents marched. That just simply was not the case.
That's true.
You know, my father was president of the NAACP in North Carolina, and I will tell you, there were very few people that were really a part of the civil rights movement. Mostly, it was made up of students and women. And women, those are the people that really made up the civil rights movement. They were incredible giants, as you say, John Lewis, Andy Young, Dr. Abernathy, Reverend King, C.T. Vivian.
James Orange, but the list goes on.
James Orange, yeah. but the people that were really the foot soldiers of the civil rights movement, they were students, college students, and they were women. And, I mean, you think about the people who, even the Montgomery bus boycott, I mean, you think about it's Rosa Parks.
Right.
It's the women who refused to go and clean houses, would not get on the buses.
Yeah.
It's the women who were really the real heroes. And so when I think of Juanita Abernathy, as I do with Coretta Scott King, these are people who were the architects, but also the people who made it possible for Dr. King and Reverend Abernathy to be a part of the civil rights movement, because when you talk about the bombing of Mrs. Abernathy's home,
right,
Reverend Abernathy was not there. It was Juanita Abernathy who was there with her children when her home was bombed in Montgomery.
Yeah.
It was Juanita Abernathy who stood right next to her husband and right a part of the rest of the civil rights workers marching every single day. Yeah. So I think what's important for us to do as we honor Mrs. Abernathy is to really do away with this myth that the civil rights movement was Dr. King and Reverend Abernathy and
certainly
John Lewis and Andy Young and Reverend Howard. They certainly were the leaders, but it was just as much with Mrs. Abernathy and you think about Ms. Coretta Scott King, a host of others. Even in Atlanta, the people who we have not really honored are these incredible workers. So it was my honor to be able to talk to Mrs. Abernathy. I asked her, what do you want to do as you go into serve the city? And she said, I want to serve on the MARTA board because I was part of the architect of the Montgomery bus boycott.
Bill, do me
and
a favor.
I want to be.
We got to take a quick break. I want to put a pin in. And you know what? As I'm sitting here, I never drew that nexus until you just mentioned it. Never even. It didn't even enter my mind that that was a nexus of arc that she was of history that she was closing the gap on, from being refused a seat to being on the most powerful seat in transportation in this city. Hold on one second. We've got to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Mayor Bill Campbell and others. 404-892-2703. We'll be back. Fire up the phone lines on News and Talk 1380 WALK.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
This is Danny Glover, and you are listening to Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
All right, welcome back to the News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Mayor Bill Campbell, and he's remembering Juanita Abernathy. We also have in the studio with us Cinnamon Baldwin. She's going to tell us her story, and she got stories.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to remember her fondly. One of the things that I remember about Ms. Abernathy, she always had this big smile. She always had a big smile when she saw you, and but very serious now, very serious. And I'll tell you the last time I really had an interaction with her, about a year and a half, a couple of years ago. Bill, she said she wanted to be on the MARTA board, and she was reminiscing about the bus boycott, which she was a major part of.
Well, in addition to being, she actually said to me, Derek, and it's so good that you have Cinnamon there as well, she said, you know, I was one of the architects of the Montgomery bus boycott, and it was the women making certain that we understood how vital our presence was in the movement. And I believe that transportation, which has been so much a part of the history of black people, where we've been moved, how you cut through our neighborhoods with the interstates, and whether or not MARTA goes to different places. And she thought it was going to be important for her
And I was it was a great pleasure for me to put her on the MARTA board, where she served with incredible distinction. And you know, let me just say this, Derek. I understand that there was some discussion about naming a MARTA station. Yeah. There were some black people who were opposed to it. And I say, who are these Negroes?
Right.
Who are these Negroes who dared to protest the naming of something for which they enjoy the fruits of her labor? They stand on her shoulders.
Absolutely.
They're able to go to work because of what Juanita Abernathy did. They're able to vote because of what Juanita Abernathy did. And so what I say is that there is no city like Atlanta where the roadmap of our city is literally a history book. You can get off of John Lewis Parkway and go Andy Young International Boulevard and MLK to Abernathy Drive and Joe Boone and Lowry. Where are the streets that are named for Juanita Abernathy and Coretta Scott King? These are the people who are just as responsible for the Atlanta and the nation that we enjoy.
Yeah.
And I certainly hope that we're going to make
we're
going to remedy that as we remember Juanita Abernathy.
Yeah, and again, Ms. Mayor, thank you. You make a vital point because I think I'm nowhere near chauvinist. I just think we sometimes forget that these sisters, as you said, Ralph was not home when the bomb went off. She was. And she protected her family. She was there's very few pictures you can see where they're not marching right there with their husbands.
Last point, Derek. Let me tell you this. Think about this. The schools in Atlanta, the black schools, named for Frederick Douglass, named for Booker T. Washington, named for Benjamin Mays. You don't think that we could have found a way to honor Harriet Tubman, Sojourner Truth, Coretta Scott King, Juanita Abernathy? It's time. You know, there's a movie, Star is Born, and in the movie there's a song, It's Time to Let the Old Ways Die.
It's time
for us to make certain that we are about to appreciate these incredible women who did everything possible to make it possible for us to live a life that we do today. And so I'm so delighted that you're honoring Juanita Abernathy. The funeral is going to be Monday. It's going to be at 11 o'clock. Everybody in Atlanta, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, Native American, ought to be there because the life that we enjoy is because of the work and sacrifice of Juanita Abernathy.
Where is it going to be? Do you know?
Well, obviously she was a member of Friendship. I think they may be trying to find a bigger venue. That would not be big enough for the life and the celebration of the life of Juanita Abernathy.
All right. Well, Mr. Mayor, thank you so much, man.
My pleasure.
All right. Take care. 448-922-2703. We have others. Elizabeth, is Liz coming? She said she's going to come. She's going, it'll be good to have her in the studio. Elizabeth Amalami is on her way as well. Cinnamon Baldwin.
Yes.
Oh, it's good to see you.
So, you know, all the things that Bill said really set me up for what I wanted to share with you this evening.
Okay.
Because, of course, we know her as the mother of the civil rights movement.
Put that right in front of you. There you go.
Is that better?
We can hear you a whole.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Even when I'm looking down, you can hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. All right, so I just want to tell a little story. And it goes back to the beginning of the Montgomery bus boycott. The day that Rosa Parks decided.
Do this, Cinema. We got about 30 seconds,
okay.
And I want you to start off fresh. We got to take a quick break.
Okay.
Our special guest again.
Okay.
And I want you to acquaint people how you came to work
for
the Abernathy family, but with Doc in particular.
Uh-huh.
And 444-892-2703. We'll come back. Cinema Barber. She's president, NAACP chapter in Clayton, but has been right there with his family for a number of years. We'll be back in a moment. Don't go into place. Stick and stay with us. Fire up the phone lines with your Juanita Abernathy story. 448-922-2703. We'll be back on News and Talk 1380 WLK.
All right. You're going to learn today.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. WAOK.
Too much truth.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
The bus drivers had been so mean to the riders, and most of them were black women. And so when Rosa decided not to give up her seat, that sparked the movement because, see, E.B. Nixon was president of the NAACP. That was the only organization we had at that time. And Rosa was the secretary. And my husband had just closed the membership drive, which he chaired. So when E.D. Nixon called Ralph and said, Rosa has been arrested and we got to do something, I'm going out of town on my run, so will you call the ministers and tell them we're staying off the buses on Monday in protest of Rosa's arrest. Just one day. It was not for two or three days. The idea was just one day to let the bus company know that we were upset and we weren't going to take it.
All right, and that turned into 380 days. It's over a year. Cinema Baldwin, you've been with this family a long time. You were telling us before we went to break.
Yes, and I want to pick up where she left off at, because what she didn't say, Mrs. Abernathy, was that she was actually the person who wrote the Montgomery bus boycott business plan. She wrote the whole plan for the march, you know, for the boycott. And not only did she write the plan, but she, back in the day, they had mimeographs. She actually typed and mimeographed the flyers and gave them to the children to pass out. She paid the children to do that. So many things that she's done. And the things that Bill Campbell had to say, Mayor Bill Campbell, it's just awesome that, you know, so many people don't know those things.
Right.
And it's up to us to make sure that, you know, that our children need to know who she was and that she truly was a remarkable individual. She even opened up her home. She was known as the cook of the civil rights movement, and she'd open up her home. But now let me tell you my experience. I came from the north, from Detroit, and I had an opportunity to live in the West End. And one day, of course, I just got here. I'm looking for a job, and I saw Dr. Abernathy's name on the church at West Hunter Street Baptist Church. And I just wanted to go in and meet him. And, long story short, I became his assistant. And I had an opportunity, and most, as I tell people, the greatest education I ever had came from him. Dr. Abernathy taught me that, you know, you have the electoral politics and you have protest politics, and both of them are very necessary.
Yeah.
But Mrs. Abernathy was the first woman, the first black woman. I come from a background where the women were teachers and housewives, mothers. But she was the first woman that I met who was a businesswoman. And I just love the way she dressed and the way she taught me to always say what's on my mind. Now, you know that's how she was.
Oh, absolutely.
She was brutally honest about everything. Yep. You know, there was no fake there. And through the Mary Kay, through her Mary Kay, she was able to bring other women into the business, as well as at a time back then, women couldn't even get bank accounts. They couldn't get credit, and she instructed them. But she also taught voter education classes. There's just so many things that we don't know about Mrs. Abernathy that the story just needs to be told. So I'm glad that you're having people call in and share their stories.
And we're bringing the storytellers in.
Yes.
Because, one who have sat under this tree, you know, and been the beneficiary of the wisdom. Of course, I came to know Ralph because I was very close with Arthur Langford.
Okay.
Who, when he was the associate pastor at West Hunter, I would go over there to see him, and Doc would be there.
Yes.
You know, I remember my last conversation with Doc, Dr. Abernathy, who was, at that time, they were hadn't started the renovation of the sanctuary. They were, trying to get it moving, and he reminded us that he wanted to hear. West Hunter has these, what do you call them, organs.
Yeah, right.
And he was trying to get those restored, right? So I must have been about maybe 20, 21, if that. And he was like, hey, young man, give me a donation because we need to restore the organs here at West Hunter Street Baptist Church. And, he would love to talk. But back to Juanita, because she was a strategist. She didn't, she was a thinking strategy. She was strategic. She was, all chips were pushed in on the civil rights movement.
Absolutely, and she was absolutely no nonsense.
and she had the ability to bring people to her attention,
yeah,
to get the attention of the men in the room. She could do that.
She could do that. Yeah. And her great cooking, Dr. King would mention, look, uh-huh, we would go over to the house. We asked to see, Coretta, all right, but we wanted to know what Juanita was cooking.
Right, absolutely.
All right. Look, we also have a special guest. He's no stranger to this conversation. Glad to have Cinema Baldwin in the studio and Elizabeth Omalami on her way. But we have one of these, the great young whippersnapper of the movement at that time, Jesse Lewis Jackson. Oh, Reverend Jackson, okay. How are you?
God bless you.
Bless you too, my brother.
My heart is sad, and yet we delight in the life so well lived. I want you to know that Juanita went home to live with God at 88, but she started at 24 years old. She was 24 when her home was bombed. She was 24 when her church was bombed. She was 24 years old, young wife of a pastor. And this awesome foursome, Dr. King and Coretta, Ralph, and Juanita, they closed that chapter. That's a closed chapter. I lived all of them.
Yeah.
Ma died at 39, Ralph at 64. She had 88. God gave her a good long life. She was the bridge between yesterday and today. We have no idea what the New South, man, the New America. One of the Avenue was a big part of the New America we now celebrate.
Talk about her as a movement thinker, shaker, and strategist, because she wasn't just frying chicken. Juanita Abernathy was fully at the table strategizing and being a part of the movement from the bus boycott on up until, modern times.
Yeah, but don't take the chicken too lightly because the show was good.
Yeah, well, we know that part.
Yeah. And the crack and cornbread, too.
Wow.
Yeah, all and lemonade, too. We thank God for her work. But when she was 24 years old, right. I was saying that she's 24, they bombed the church.
Right.
She's not fresh. She was a husband. They bombed their house, the front and the back. She stood for them. I mean, she was a young woman.
Yeah.
Full of business, and she never fainted in the face of adversity. And so we indebted to her. You take for granted today, we have mayors of Atlanta and city councilmen and congressmen. We have none of that.
Yeah.
I mean, the first black official in the South would be Rudd Hudson.
Yeah.
He was state senator. And she was never before that. She helped make the new Atlanta, the new South, new America. And so we indebted to her in a very special way. We thank God. Just as Esther was a big hero in the Bible, so is she.
Yeah.
If I perish, let me perish. But I'm going to see the king. She had that position. If I perish, let me perish.
Yeah.
Bomb me. I'm not. And she didn't back up. I look forward to being with the family this coming Monday because I feel good about Shabbos. She treated me so nice. She treated me as a son, as a friend, and she treated me like my family. So I love Juanita even now very much. She's still alive in my soul.
Yeah. People didn't realize even after Dr. King was assassinated, she traveled the world over talking about human rights as well. I was looking at some old articles. She wasn't just doing local work. She became this kind of international person who had a voice as well.
Well, we had the awesome foursome. I mean, to think that Dr. King, who was a premier intellectual, Ralph was a grassroots preacher.
Right.
He stirred the masses. In many ways, Dr. King was on Ralph's shoulders in so many ways. And Coretta and Juanita, they were a perfect match. The talents complemented each other. They made each other strong, each other great. They had the capacity to get along through it all. And we thank them for their wisdom. These young women, young men, Dr. King was 26 years old in Montgomery. She was 24. These young people, they're trying to roll upside down.
Right. Yeah. Well, Jackson, thank you, man, for all that you have done, all you have meant in the life of this country and this world. We know you'll be in town on Monday. We're praying for traveling mercies and look forward to seeing you on Monday.
God bless you and keep up alive, okay? Love you.
Love you back. Thank you. He'll be in town on Monday. Funeral is set for Monday. We're going to get you all of the details before we get out of here. Jesse Lewis Jackson. 448-922-7023. And I'm, you know, particularly to the young girls. Did you hear Reverend Jackson, who is an elder himself now? You know, but what he said clearly, she was 24 years old, Cinema.
Yes, she was.
And she was standing flat-footed down in the movement saying, we shall not be moved. Mm-hmm. Even as her home was being bombed and her babies were being threatened and her very life could have been taken, she knew the danger and didn't run from it. She didn't retreat.
You know, there's another story, and I would have to ask someone or go back and Google it, but I'll tell you this. We don't know that she was shot. When she went to Europe and at some country, there was a women's movement march. And I'm sorry that I don't have the exact information for you, but those who are listening, they can go do their research.
Yeah.
She was shot. We don't know all those things that she endured.
Wow.
You know, as a civil rights woman.
Yeah. She spoke out against Ireland and the aggression there. And
I think maybe it was in Ireland.
Yeah.
She was.
Love that it. You go to Ireland.
Yeah. I think it was in Ireland.
Pretty rough. They pretty rough over there now. You know what I'm saying? 448-922-7703 as we remember and unveil and take the veil off the history of this wonderful giant of a human being, Juanita Abernathy. We'll come back. We'll also take your calls, 404-892-2703. We'll be back. It's Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WLK.
Too Much Truth.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. News and Talk 1380 WAOK. He's the boldest, baddest man on talk radio.
Put your big boy pants on, walk up in here.
It's Derek Bozeman with Too Much Truth.
Thank you. Kind of the gentler radio. Well, tell it like it is, whether you like it or not.
Call us at 404-892-2703. On the voice of the community. News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
You know I love music. And every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun. But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here, it makes me wanna
let it go. Can't let this thing called love get away from you. Feel free right now, go do what you wanna do.
Can't let no. Alright, welcome back to News and Talk 1380 WALK. We're on with Cinema Baldwin and let's go to Felix in East Point. Felix.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing very well.
That's great. Yeah. Ralph David Abernathy, he was my cousin. Juanita is my first cousin.
There you go.
Yeah, she's a Jones. She was first a Jones before she became an Abernathy.
Absolutely. Tell us your story.
I remember just Fragley. But my father, he was over there in Alabama State when the marches and stuff were going along.
Mm-hmm.
During that time. He told me about everything that was going on back then. My father, he saved people's lives back then because he had a car back then.
Yeah,
when he was
in
school. And he saved some of his classmates' lives who was in school with him over there at Alabama State.
Yeah.
Yeah, but situations happened back then. It's still going on today.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. You know Ralph David Abernathy III? That's my cousin.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, he got... The government is the reason why he got killed. The government killed my cousin, Rob David Abernathy.
All right, Felix, today we ain't going to go through all of that, okay? We just remember Juanita, all right?
Okay, all right. Well, okay, Juanita, okay.
Right.
Well, Juanita, she's my cousin. I love her because she did the marches with King and Ralph and Coretta. And I appreciate my cousin for what she did.
Thank you, brother. 404-892-2703. And the great thing about living in this city, and I've been here all of my 53 years, is that I got a lot of friends who are eyewitnesses and who have been there. I've been blessed to be around the people you can just pick up the phone and call Jesse Jackson because of their relationships. And Cinema Baldwin, who, as I said, ever since I was a young lad, I can remember her being around. And once again, hadn't been around the one making a lot of noise, you know. But I'm talking about not on the level of her relationship with folks like Dr. Abernathy and the Abernathy family. But I knew you were there because my earliest memories of him is that you were there. And talk about...
Yeah, let's talk about Reverend.
And talk about the love affair. Talk about his wife. What was their chemistry like? And what were they... obviously, he knew he had married and selected the right one.
Yes, he knew he had selected the right one and that she was absolutely beautiful. And I tell you, Mrs. Abernathy, I've never seen her without makeup.
Right.
She was always well kept. And he took great pride in his wife and his loving wife and how she was able to care for the children. But he was the first one to let you know that she was a businesswoman and that she wasn't your everyday ordinary, as he put it, your everyday ordinary housewife, that she was educated. And as a matter of fact, she was a business major, which so you could see very well how that would play into her with the Mary Kay business. She had that background.
And she was at the highest level. She was a teacher, ended up in Mary Kay.
Absolutely.
And rose to the highest level you could go in the organization almost.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Let's bring it to the conversation. Again, one of my personal heroes, and ever since my college days in high school, really, Reverend Fred Taylor has been a part of it. Reverend Taylor? Leader?
Yes, Brother Bozeman, how you doing? Good to be on your show today to talk about one of my superheroes, Ms. Juanita Abernathy.
You've been around SCLC a long time, been in the movement a long time. You remember first meeting her? When did you first meet Juanita?
Believe it or not, I met her as a child in Montgomery, Alabama.
Wow.
I started going to the First Baptist Church of Montgomery at the age of 12. And of course, her husband, Reverend Abernathy, was the pastor. So I first met her and became aware of her as a child, as the First Lady at First Baptist Church in Montgomery, Alabama. She was a pretty lady to me as a child.
Look out, dog. I mean, and she was strikingly beautiful woman all of her life.
She carried herself
as such.
She was gorgeous. She was a gorgeous lady, and she was always down to earth. And as a child, and as children growing up in First Baptist, she was approachable. We as children could always talk to her. I was in several youth organizations in the church, the Boys Crusaders organization.
Wow.
I sang in the choir. And Ms. Abernathy, as First Lady, she was always around, being supportive of us as children in the church. During Vacation Bible School, during the summer, she was there helping not only with the teaching of the children, but with the serving of the punch and Kool-Aid and stuff like that that we as children experience as members of the church. So I've known Ms. Abernathy
for a long time.
As a matter of fact, I grew up knowing her as the First Lady of my home church.
Wow. Talk about her. You would grow older and you would grow to be a part of the movement yourself. Talk about her as a strategist. How much did you know about her involvement with strategy and organizing, whether it was a bus boycott or whether it was in latter years? You will see her clearly. I saw just a beautiful picture I'd never seen before. After King is assassinated, the March on Washington that we had up there when it rained and just rained. The Poor People's Campaign.
Mm-hmm. Uh, well, when I really became aware of Ms. Abernathy's involvement in the movement was actually in 1969 when I became on the staff of the SCLC. That was, you know, the year following the death of right. Dr. King. And we were in Charleston, South Carolina, and the hospital workers were on striking for union recognition. Now, we had daily marches and demonstrations in support of the hospital workers. Now, that was the first time I saw Mrs. Abernathy involved with the movement. Now, in many instances, wherever Reverend Abernathy showed up on a march, she was there right by his side during the march. Now, bear in mind, during those days, she had the responsibility of a growing young family as well.
Yeah.
Her children, of course, everybody was born. Quorum was not born at that time, but she had three other children, Wanderlum, Donzelay, and Ralph III. But not every day, but on special occasions or special days, I saw her right there beside her husband on the march. And as a strategist, I remember her participating with ladies as they would get together, drawing up, making layouts for leaflets.
Right. Hold on a second, Reverend Taylor. We got to take a quick break because I want you to finish that thought the other side of the break. Again, special guest. We got some of the greats right here in Atlanta, Reverend Fred Taylor. We'll be back in a moment. It's Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman as we remember this lion of a lady. Juanita Abernathy. We'll be back on News and Talk 1380 WALK.
Too much truth.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WALK. Breaking news.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.